Well, hello everyone, welcome back to the Japan Archives episode. I don't know, what's the number? Do we ever know at this point?
We
press record and we hope that at some point we remember. So Heather, you asked me to do something.
I'm going
to
say completely different, but that's a different
I was going to end that sentence and then I forgot. You asked me to do something. You asked me to do something that wasn't historical, but then you also said not mythological.
I gave you a challenge. I'm so sorry.
And then my answer to that was a surprise visit from my mom and dad. So we're going to interview them today about Japan. So we're going to ask some questions. 88 questions. You have 88 questions.
No, episode 88.
Oh, I don't think we have time for 88 questions, though. That's too many. Okay, episode 88. Hello, everyone. And so, how are you doing? How's the weather? It's summer now. Mom loves the weather reports.
Oh, today was a very lovely and extraordinarily hot and muggy day that was just delightful, as I had heard multiple people suffering from heat stroke. So please take care and hydrate yourself and then hydrate some more because it's hot. It's summertime and it got hot fast. Like it got, this year just seems like it got hotter, like it's like a light switch, like a bigger light switch than it was last year even.
Yeah, I feel like it was nice, it was nice, it was nice, and then suddenly
it wasn't
horrid and humid. Like, I had a few students who didn't come today because heat stroke already, so not good. Oh, please drink water. Please drink water when you go please outside.
Add please, sports mother. Drinks.
Why are you laughing? This is serious.
Salt drink tablets. Water.
I've never had a. Have you had salt tablets?
No,
I
thank
have,
you.
I can't have them. You can't have them. Oh yeah.
You can't have them. No, no. Please don't.
You're trying to kill me, aren't you?
No, no.
Please and you don't. Just don't like them, Mum.
I don't think it's something I'd want to try. What's
a mouthful of salt?
Yeah, a cup of tea.
Oh, well,
that's just refreshing.
True.
The salt lemon tablets.
And not only that. Not only that. If you have a cup of tea, you're in an air conditioning cafe.
That's a good point. I like that. I like that. I can't refute that. Although, if you eat spicy food in the summer here, like hot spicy food, that's supposed to help counteract. So maybe drinking hot tea in a cool cafe is a good counteracting effect.
Can I say, I think way in the distant past, I think somebody tried to explain it to me, and don't ask me how to explain it. But if you were to have a hot cup of tea, then that increases your core temperature. So it's equivalent to your external temperature, but I don't know how that works because that would just give you heat stroke, wouldn't it? So I think that was a load of baloney, to be honest.
That's my justification for having hot drinks every day when people call me crazy. You can't tell me that's been a lie my entire life. No.
It scientifically doesn't make sense, but I find it refreshing. I've always done it, and it's fine. It's fine by me. I've been warned not to talk too much because I might over talk you. You see,
no, it's like we don't want to talk over each other.
That's why I stopped talking because I thought you were going
to. I just edit this out. Fine. So Heather, do you want to ask a question first, or shall I? What have we got?
I'm wanting to hear what you've got first. I've got a couple written down, but I want to hear your thoughts first.
So as a tourist coming to Japan, do you think Japan is easy to get around or is it a challenge? Because you've been many times with this. What's good? What's hard? What's not?
That's difficult because we've been a few times and it gets easier. Hmm. But I find it gets easier because I found ways of looking lost. So people can take the cues from, she's lost. So I think over the years there's been more instructions as to how to get to places in English. I know that's really bad because you come into a foreign country, but it has been helpful because initially we didn't know where the stations were or directions because it's all in Japanese kanji, isn't it? But now there are, I think that's probably related to the Olympics. A lot more have been in English language to help visitors. So that's been helpful. Getting around for me, I've always found quite easy because, as I was saying earlier, if you look lost long enough and stand pointing at things in a quizzical manner, I found somebody will always come and say, can I help you? And yes, I'll point to a map or some instructions and they could quite easily just direct me. And over the years, we've got lost many times, haven't we? Get on the train, get off and not know where we are, because I don't believe in following the tourist map. Come on a tour and see these places. It's great to see the, you know, the temples and what everybody else generally sees, but I like to go down the hidden side streets where nobody else goes. Because I quite often found the little cafes, haven't we? Or the little bookshops. Or little second-hand shops. Amazing little second-hand shops that we'd never have found otherwise. What's the samurai village we visited at some time?
Samurai village was Kakunodate.
Yes, we went there.
Kunamatata.
I always say Hakuna Matata because it sounds very similar, which is why I can never remember the name. Little side streets there with lots of little shops. And I like to get the little wooden dolls.
Kokeshi.
Yeah, so we found lots of really little old ones for 100 yen and things like that. And when we went to Akita, we just randomly went off walking and found a little shop that was empty. We weren't even sure if it was a shop, were we?
Pretty sure you broke in. I think it was closed.
Middle of the day, there was no lights when we went in and we just shouted hello to the back of the shop. Little old man that must have been 250 years old. Seriously, he was so old. And I showed him these two little dolls that I'd picked up. And he wrote down what he wanted. He only wanted 100 yen. I really didn't think that was right, did I?
Yeah.
But that's all he wanted. So going down random streets is what you need to do if you're a tourist in Japan. Don't just stick to the normal trails. Go off down some side streets and wander off. When we went to
Golden Pavilion, we walked back through all the way, didn't we?
Yeah, we got a bus up to the Golden Pavilion in Kyoto and then walked all the way back. Because without walking, you don't see anything. And again, they were down all the side streets. And we like to go places where there's coffee shops. So you find these random coffee shops with cakes, which is always a good thing as well. Random shop, we did a Nagasaki, didn't we, with you, Thomas?
Oh, my. Random. Why do you have to bring this up?
Because I do. Yet another random street, which you must do. You must do these random walks. We found a little bookshop again, and they're always a good find. And Thomas picked up, I picked up a little porcelain bell. Thomas picked up a book and said, oh, look what I found. What did you think you'd found?
So I think I told you a long time ago. You might remember, Heather. So I picked up a book, which I thought was a book on all like the inns you can stay on the Tokaido back in the day. Like there was all those villages so you could walk and stay every night going from Edo to Kyoto. Yeah. And for the longest time I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah,
I have a book on all the different inns. And then I eventually showed my Japanese friend and he was like, oh. I was like, oh no, what's wrong? I was like, it wasn't the inns, it was all the brothels you can visit along the way.
I dread to think what the bookkeeper thought when we picked up, when he bought that book.
But it was very cheap.
Because he looked very excited when he was buying it, thinking, I've always wanted to find this book. Because it shows the trail. So,
if the topic ever takes us that way, I have a book on the old brothels of Japan. So, and that's all because we went down a random side street in Nagasaki one day.
So please, if you're a tourist, please just go off the beaten track and just go down the side street. You'll be surprised what you find. Sometimes you don't find anything. But quite often you find a second-hand shop, bookshop.
So chisels.
Chisels. Pete's always after a Japanese chisel.
I guess for all your woodworking and Japanese tools here, they're very good quality.
They're fantastic quality.
Very good quality and very cheap a lot of the time. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Fine in Tokyo, though, there aren't that many second-hand shops for tools.
I found one.
up in Iwate, the ABC stores.
Yeah, Iwate, they have really big secondhand shops which have a lot of good stuff, even like picture scrolls and dolls.
Yeah, fill a suitcase.
But down here, not so much, which is a shame. Mm.
So my advice for tourism, just please go off the beaten track. Absolutely. You'd be surprised what you can find.
I remember a story you told me once when you were lost, gesturing
I'm always lost
in Kyoto, and this old woman came up to you with, I don't know if it was her grandson or a child. You know the story I'm on about. Because you were looking for a specific restaurant.
That was in Hiroshima.
Yeah. Looking for a restaurant and a guy came up. As I say, completely lost. and he couldn't find it, but it was on his sat nav. It was actually on his phone, and we were looking. But actually, when he went, I looked up, and it was on the third floor. So maybe if he'd have looked,
if you'd have looked,
it was actually above us when he was looking at the ground floor. So again, looking lost is really good way of getting help.
It wasn't just him. Like, didn't an old woman help? And then she had a little kid, and she just sent him off running
around. No, that was
a different restaurant.
That was down in the south. One of the onsen. It wasn't Aomori, was it? It was another
one. Aomori is north.
Yeah, Aomori is north. It was further south. Yeah, it was an onsen town in the seaside. We were looking for tourist information, which was right in front of our faces, but we couldn't see it. Looking lost, going like this, like I do with my shaking my head. The woman came up and sent her, and I said, tourist information. And she sent her little boy, who must have been about 5, running around the square looking for it. So I find Japanese are really helpful, really are. We got on a train from Kyoto. I wanted to go to the Sea of Japan.
Madness. Oh,
there was a place.
Called Madness.
There was a place. I thought, we'll go there. But it was all shut. It must have been a seasonal thing. Every shop, every little place was shut.
Nice beach.
But I thought, we'll walk down the beach because I can see Kyoto in the distance. We've got all day to walk.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh. So we started walking down the beach.
All day.
Yes.
Thinking, I can't get off the beach because then sand dunes are quite high.
And there's somebody's garden.
So we ended up cutting through what we think was somebody's garden.
We weren't sure.
And going down a little street. And a little old lady came out of her house running after us. And I was trying to ask her where the train station was. Even with my phrase book, pointing to the words in Japanese, where's the train station? And she shook her head. So I thought we'd just carry on. Anyway, she came running after us with some rice balls, which was really kind of her. And then she ran back and we walked on. She came running back after us with her salt and pepper pot. We couldn't say no, and we eventually found a bus passed us by, and we hailed it and got on the bus, and that just luckily took us to the nearest train station,
which was hours later.
But we had a walk that day. But that's what you have to do. It's just,
and we didn't have a walk, we had a trek.
But they're my holidays in Japan. Yeah, I find it boring otherwise. I have to just go off the beaten track. Otherwise, you don't see the country for real, do you, really? And I'm all templed out after a few years, to be honest.
No more temples for you.
No, I think we did Kyoto. And we must.
I like Nara. That was nice. We had a nice little cafe there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Cake.
You remember Japan by the coffee shops.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Oh, remember that side street, just in case we come back. Oh, we can never remember which side street.
I was going to ask, do you remember where all the different side streets are? Do you just let them drift off to the mists of time?
They disappear and a new one is found.
Yeah, why go back to the same one when you can go down a different side street?
So how many times have you been to Japan?
I would
And we've been from way up north. Aomori, is it?
Aomori.
Right down to Nagasaki. And everything in between.
So you haven't made it up to, Sapporo yet?
No.
No, I want to do that in February because they do the ice castle.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, I've seen that. That would be awesome. And the birds.
The white cranes.
Yeah, the white cranes up there.
The white cranes and,
Although...
You know, Joanna Lumley type adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although what has changed is we used a JR pass before and that was relatively cheap, but now it's
hiked up by 60%.
It's way hiked up the prices now all of a sudden this year.
But we're not doing that much travel in this visit, are we? We're just stopping around Tokyo with my Suica pass. I love it. I don't have to worry about where do I get my tickets from? But we manage, don't we? We get by. You have your little phrase book and look lost.
And there's one thing about Japan, well, certainly Tokyo, if you miss a train or you go on the wrong train, can you get to the next stop? They're in every 5 minutes.
That's true.
It's amazing.
A bit crowded, but hey-ho.
Have you been on the morning trains yet where you have to kind of shove in?
Oh, yeah. Oh. We had that when we had his cases last time when we had all Robbie's stuff on.
We had two big cases and two hand luggage cases and backpacks the last time we came because my brother who lives up in Morioka had left a lot of big tools and I thought to bring them and then I thought, oh, we need to get on the trains with Robbie. We managed, didn't we?
Yeah,
we managed. It was hard work, but we got there.
Remember the funny one when your mum was with us and that man, she attacked on the train.
She did not attack him on the train. Don't say that.
No, my mum came some years ago when my brother got married up in Morioka. He had a lovely Shinto ceremony. So my mum came. I think this was the beginning of her Alzheimer's. And obviously Tokyo, the trains packed and she just kept pushing everybody out of the way, really physically.
Literally.
So my brother just had to grab her and give her a bear hug. I said, you just can't do that. Just stand there. But she won't have it. No,
and another time she was going up an escalator and she got nearly to the top and she fell backwards and she was just held up by a little Japanese man, just holding up like that until he flipped her over the top of the escalator to get Sandra up.
Oh, fantastic.
Fun times. Yeah, I highly recommend it. I do like coming to Japan. It's a long way to come. Heavens, it's a long journey. But I like coming. It's one of my favourite places to come to. Not just because Thomas is here. No, it's not just because of that.
Well, that's like I'm the main reason. Of course. Thank you. See, my dad's nice.
Not really.
What? He's not nice? Or no, that's not the reason you come. Reason. Like, what's all...
I get the opportunity to travel. Okay. You're a bonus. You're the bonus episode, Thomas. Oh, you're the bonus episode to all this. Yeah, I've all, even before you were here and we started visiting, it's always somewhere.
Well, the first time we came, I wasn't living here yet. We all came initially for the wedding.
Yeah.
That was all our first time in Japan. Well, it was for me. No, or had you been once before?
Yeah, we came.
We came before when
we flew from Malaysia.
Malaysia.
From Kuala Lumpur, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
For 7 days. That's our first time. Mm. That's when we found some of them little side streets, weren't you, first time?
Well, I was going to ask you what got you interested in Japan, but it seems that we kind of just went right into that question.
Well, I've always been interested because the historical part of it, because I love reading about World War II. I read a lot of books, watch a lot of films. The side of World War II with the battles between America and Japan have fascinated me as well. So having visited Hiroshima, Nagasaki and Pearl Harbor, it all made sense for me to come to Japan because of that historical history that it has.
You like the samurai history.
It's all been, I think Japan's one of those countries that's far, far away and quite mythical anyway in its history. And we're hoping to do Okinawa. I'm really hoping to do Okinawa this trip because of the historical connections with the war. So that's sort of my interest, really. What about you? You just come along because I drag you along, don't you, really?
Yeah.
And the tools. And the tools.
And the chisels.
And the tools. We've got
a fine drawer of chisels, I can vouch for it. I'm not sure if he's... Have you ever used them yet?
He has used them.
And also the cake and coffee you guys have mentioned several times, like the coffee culture here that was one of the things that surprised me. I had never thought about Japan having a coffee culture, but there are so many different shops and roasters. And was that surprising to you as well?
For me, initially, the bakeries, because I thought, it's very French. To me, patisserie-type places.
It's very
French here. That surprised me.
But they're nice places, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, the breads and the selections they have in Japan are very good.
They're better than in the UK.
if I struggle with knowing what to get at restaurants, you know, a Doubtor with one of the sets and a coffee. can always get by on coffee, tea, and a pastry, I think. But what was that pizza we got that time? We asked for just a normal pizza and it came with just about everything, and it was a really smoky room. Can you remember? Where were we? Oh, it was awful.
Oh, it was god awful.
It was, I think. Where was it?
This was in Aomori, I remember now. And we were walking around in the evening. We were all very hungry. You get to the point where, you know, you're just like, just pick a restaurant. So I picked one. And it was a mistake.
It was like a...
Because I picked... No. The thing about it was I picked it and it had the strange Japanese logic they have sometime of... Ocean creatures aren't animals, they're vegetables. So when I ordered the vegetarian pizza, it had octopus on it.
It had everything.
It had a bit of everything, but not land animals, because they don't class fish or octopus or squid as meat. So their vegetarian pizza was really a seafood pizza.
Oh,
it was so
but
bad.
But the room itself was...
And you served us all different times, didn't you, as well? We were waiting for ages.
Yeah, you had your food and then my pizza arrived like an hour later, to the point I was like, I think they forgot.
But the room was so smoky as
it
well.
It was full of smoke. Oh, it was horrendous. Like businessmen after work, just chain smoke.
Where have you brought
it? It was... I have regrets.
That was the exception.
I regret
to the rule.
Choosing this... Well, it wasn't a side street. That's why it was on the main street.
Oh,
wow,
well, there you go.
That's where we went wrong.
Pizza izakaya, almost.
Yeah, it was very strange. Because even then, I was like, oh, we have to get something from here. We finally picked a place. And then I was like, oh, I guess vegetarian pizza. Nah.
Nope.
I started eating. I was like, this doesn't taste vegetarian. Because as well, it was so dimly lit. At first, like, we couldn't even tell what I was eating. And then I think I got my phone to look at the pizza. I was like, there's octopus on this pizza. This is not vegetarian. That's why you choose the side streets. There you go.
Well, do you ever use like restaurant reviews? Like if you're going on a side street, do you ever look up to find a place? Or do you just, you look and see?
No, because I don't want to rely on my phone. I don't have internet anyway either. I don't have my roaming data, and it's fun, isn't it? Just try somewhere, and if it's not nice, it's not nice.
It's a funny story for later. It's like, I tried this awful place. Now I have my terrible octopus pizza story.
I think there was one last time I was here, Sensoji Temple side street. I just wanted a cup of tea, and the guy, he had some good English, bless him. And he said anything else. I went, cake. He knew exactly what I meant, cake. And we had cake, didn't we?
We did.
Yes. So, yeah. That's all we had, though.
Oh, I did have a question. Like, I've noticed that the sweetness level versus America and Japan is much different. How about UK versus Japan?
Your breads are sweet in Japan.
Sweet bread. Not so keen. Although we found some bread yesterday, didn't we?
Well, the famous thing is, if it's advertisers... French bread, it's very fresh and nice. But
yeah,
if it's more
nice.
Japanese bread, it is sweet.
Sweet.
I wonder if it's got more preservatives in as well, because it seems to last quite a while.
Mm.
And the thickness of some of the slices, seriously, they're like doorstops. You made me a sandwich once, and I thought, what on earth? Seriously, I can't even open my mouth wide enough. You know, four slices in a loaf of bread, what's that about? You can't. That's not a loaf of bread. I don't know what that was.
I think because people use those as they just have a slice of toast. It's not a slice though, is it really?
It's half a loaf.
You've won a sandwich, you gotta find the 10 slice bread is the one you want. You can't do a sandwich with even the 6 slice. Try to do a grilled cheese sandwich.
It's like a slice of bread, it's the first two-dimensional thing in existence. It's way too thin. 10 slices. 6 is good, I think. 10 slices, way too thin.
In England, a slice loaf of bread, you'd have about 20 in it.
Maybe that's a normal size loaf of bread. In Japan,
yeah,
it's like a third of a loaf.
In little things, don't you?
Mm.
Yeah, but then you know
it's expensive as well.
Yeah, what do you think, Heather? Bread? Well, what, like, You,
I don't price
cause,
it.
Because when you stay here, you still stay in places as well, where you kind of sometimes cook for yourself, not just hotels. So what's like fruit and veg?
I think fruit, prices? Fruit and veg seems expensive.
More
but
expensive, yeah.
To be honest, I don't convert. Because I think I'm on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some money and I need to eat.
Okay, so good logic.
I budget thinking that, but I don't.
Fruit's more expensive.
Yeah.
I certainly don't
expensive,
convert
yeah.
every time I've got to do a bit of shopping. Mm. That's not a holiday, is it? But I do look at the fruit and veg and think, oh, that looks really expensive, because you have a sort of idea.
Mm.
Yeah, the fruit's really expensive. As I go in the beginning of summer, and I love watermelons. In America, you can get a huge, I'm putting my hands out, giant watermelon for what it was, $3, $4, or $5. I mean, it might be inflation, might be different now, but you get this tiny, like the size of your head shaped watermelon for what, 1,500 yen. And it's like this tiny, tiny little watermelon. I want to cry because I want to eat watermelon, but I don't want to spend that much money for just a tiny one.
Unless you want to treat yourself to the square watermelon.
I haven't seen those. Have you seen them?
Not in a shop. I know they exist though. They're starting selling them again. They start shipping them abroad now, apparently, as well. But they're very expensive. They're grown in a mold.
Okay. I think I've seen them online, just a picture. I thought, no, is that fake news? That's fake news. Seriously,
no,
that's
it's
fake
very
news.
Real
square
in Japan.
Does that make it easier to slice, I guess?
Oh. I guess everyone would get an even slice. It's like cutting a loaf of bread.
It might be easier to cut and slice.
See, now you understand why me and Heather just randomly go off on one on our episodes. Now we're just chatting about the shape of watermelons.
I'm intrigued at the prices of the big cakes, though.
Oh, they're really silly prices.
The small cakes that are like 3,000 yen.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's like, this
no,
couldn't be, this ones. Is available for 8 people. It's like, well, for 8.
No, it's not.
Tiny humans? No.
I find the confectionery. So the chocolates and the biscuits, you know, the posh ones at them, they're extortionate prices. And what I find as well is the packaging. So you get a box of biscuits, so you get them in the bag, and then inside the bag is the wrapped box, and then you've got the box, and inside the box you've got the biscuits, and they're all individually wrapped. And I think,
see, I understand a little bit of why it's individually wrapped, because it gets so humid here that if you open something and if you like eat on it like 2 or 3 days later, by the third day it might have gone stale or soft or not very good. But also the sharing culture, like you always bring in something to share with other people, and there is no like reaching in a communal bag to get chips out. It's like everything has to be so gift wrapped so that you don't have to touch somebody else's food. But I don't like all the plastic. It doesn't feel good to have that much plastic to get to a cookie, biscuit.
When I was shopping today for some supper, everything's in a plastic bag or a little plastic container. It's just, you use a lot of plastic in Japan, I think.
Yeah, they love plastic in Japan.
Absolutely. Everything is, even your bananas are in a plastic bag. Nothing's loose, is it? Everything. Mm.
It's only in Japan, I think the concept is if it's loose, it shows you it's homegrown or fresh from the farm.
Yeah, they're not helping saving the planet very much, are they, Japan? And it's an island as well. Where do they put all their waste? What do they do with it all?
Depends where you live. When me and Heather and I used to live in Chiba, it was a well-known fact that the council made you separate your burnables and your plastics. But they all ultimately went to the same incineration plant. They just made you separate them out so you felt better about yourselves. But it was well known that it all got burnt. So I don't know what it's like. Oh, you didn't know?
No.
Oh, well, I'm telling you now, Heather.
Sorry.
All your recycling was in vain when we lived
all
in
that
Chiba.
All that trauma for me to separate the trash. I literally wrote a blog post about my trauma for trash separation. I didn't have to do it.
You did not. It was definitely not where we used to live.
A friend would have told her that, Thomas.
I assumed you knew because Tessa told me.
So we need to get on Tesla for not telling me.
Yeah, Tesla's fault.
But that's not good for the climate, is it? Because burning all that plastic combustibles that releases dioxins into the atmosphere, doesn't it? Which is carcinogenic. So we just, I don't know what the answer is.
One of the things I like best about Japan is how clean it is. The cities are so clean compared to Britain because they're filthy.
Wow. Sorry to everyone listening in England.
I think they'd agree.
If you agree, let us know. Contact us, History of Japan. Do you think England is a filthy place, like my dad says so?
Oh, come on.
It is.
We've driven from Yorkshire down.
Are you trying to drive away our audience? Insulting England.
Our hedgerows are disgusting. You can drive from one little village to another or another town.
It's just full of rubbish.
And it's full of rubbish. People just throw things out the window.
The city centres are all graffitied. The floors are dirty. It is, Thomas. It's shameful.
I feel, as I live here, is that it's very clean and nice and tidy where they know the tourists will go.
Ah, but I've been down them side streets, I know.
Oh, that is true. She's been down all the side streets. I didn't think this through. But for instance, where I live, there's abandoned houses that are falling apart and covered in garbage. There's many streets around Shinjuku and Shibuya that a lot of tourists don't go down, and they're always never clean or dirty, or, you know, that's where a lot of the homeless go and sleep at night.
Yeah.
And the places tourists don't go. Or you have those tourist slums that they hide in Tokyo, which we need to talk about at some point. But no, I do genuinely agree. Like, the places that are maybe also not for tourists, but are just busier in general, they do their best to keep it clean because they want people to come and experience those places because they are, I guess, the pride and joy.
If you were to compare a train ride in England to a train ride in England,
well, I know the trains in Japan are going to turn up, so that's
in,
a good
as
thing.
As in regards to cleanliness as
The underground stations in Japan are clean. You know, if you walk into London underground.
London underground, it's
word.
Pretty good. When was the last time you were in London?
About 3 years
there
ago.
There you go. It's better now.
Is it?
3 years before COVID? Yeah. It's been about three years? COVID? Yeah. That's about.
Mm-hmm.
2020, wasn't it? And 2020, March 2020, was it?
Yeah.
We went into lockdown?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Gosh, it seems a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
It really does.
How quickly we forget that. We've forgotten it already, haven't we? When was that?
Japan was slower to forget.
We still, yeah. Like, there's
was
most
only
people here
this
in masks.
Year they stopped the mask. That was only 2 months ago.
Yes, yeah. But that was because the World Health Organization said that we're no longer in a pandemic. I think it came from then, didn't it? So,
Well,
but then
do you
again,
see a lot of?
No, sorry, Heather.
I was going to say, did you see a lot of people like where I live? There's still most people are still in masks. Where you guys are now, have you seen a lot of people in masks, or most people have them off?
No,
not that was surprising this time. I thought there'd still be a lot of people, but no.
I think you tend to. I've seen some of the elderly. I think in the towns, but I'm guessing they've got some underlying health conditions. They're just being mindful because it's still there, isn't it? It is still there. And I have to say, I wore my mask on the flight all the way here and on the train all the way here because I'm in a different country and there's different bugs and I don't want to be poorly. So I just thought a long flight and a long train.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Very
I
smart.
Just thought, you know, better safe than sorry. I want a safe holiday because it is still there. It's still prevalent. We're just better protected, aren't we?
Mm.
Just become the norm, won't it? Oh, have your flu jab or your COVID jab. I think your nan's had 5 jabs now.
You've had five.
Yeah, you weren't very well. Well, yeah, you weren't poor. You was poor.
See, I was fine with mine.
You was poorly, weren't you? Oh.
Yeah.
And now we're going off on tangents again. See, you get it now. You're like, oh, you go off on one.
That's all right.
This is how we do it without realizing. It's like, oh, let's get back on track and edit out what we can.
Yeah, we're not scripted.
When we first started, we were very scripted and don't listen to those original episodes because they bring back trauma when we were still learning. I guess my question for you both then, this will probably wrap up soon. So one more question from me and maybe one more from Heather is, what's your favorite place that you've visited? And you can't both say the same thing. Because you've been to many places.
Well, I know where
North,
mine is.
South,
I know where mine is.
Well, mine's Hiroshima, obviously. Oh. I'm sorry, but it is because that's the place.
Okay.
Because after Pearl Harbor, that seemed to be the equivalent for me. It had to be that.
And oh, like was, you visited Pearl Harbor, visit Hiroshima.
Yeah, first. Because they get to me. They you know, they're connected. They're linked.
And we also did Nagasaki.
And
so,
I've always wanted to do. Yeah, I was disappointed in Nagasaki. The town itself was great because it was flat. It had a lovely tram line that to get you round. Oh, we visited the church, didn't we? That church, the
Christian church.
Yeah, that was good. Because you wanted to see that.
Yeah, and then we visited the Museum of the Martyrs. Another episode.
Yeah, you mentioned
but
that one.
I was disappointed with the Memorial Park at Nagasaki, I have to say. But I suppose I'd seen Hiroshima, obviously. So
I don't remember the Memorial Park at Nagasaki.
Yeah.
That's how
there were lots of children.
That's how memorable it was.
Yeah, disappointing.
The place I liked was Kyoto. I like Kyoto. Mm. Really nice.
Is there a specific place in Hiroshima or Kyoto?
Mm.
In Kyoto, I liked that. Is that one where all them orange?
Inara.
Mount Inari.
Mount Inari. It's Kyoto, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kyoto.
Yeah.
All the gates up.
Yeah, that's
Mount Inari.
Yeah. I like that one. Mm. I like all that area.
Miyajima Temple Island, if you liked.
Yeah, that nearly killed us walking up there.
We managed it the second time we went, didn't we? We didn't quite get to the top the first time.
Yeah, but it's disappointing because it were only 7 minutes away. It's further, isn't it?
Yeah, you turned around 7 minutes before the summit.
Yes, but it doesn't say you've only got 7 minutes to go, does it? Keep going. We just thought, oh, no. It could have been another 70 minutes for all I know. It's just...
No, but
have you been to
Miyajima,
Heather?
Yes. Yeah, we went there, oh, goodness, like 2019 after they started construction on the gate. So we saw the gate with the big tarp over it. So that was nice.
We saw the gate.
Oh, you got to see it. Oh, I think the construction is done now, isn't it?
We saw it. Well, also when we went, the tide was out, so you could walk up to it.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Good timing.
Oh, I'll tell you what I thought was beautiful.
Me.
No, you're not beautiful.
Wow.
Imogi
Castle, the White Castle.
I've passed it a couple of times on the train, and it was being renovated. And I can't go this time. But we went a couple of years ago, and the sky was clear blue. Yeah. So the White Castle against the blue sky, I thought was absolutely stunning.
That's the picture.
And then
I
there was a
garden.
There was a separate garden next door that was. I just thought that was
very nice. Oh, yeah, because it was weird. They also had a weird science bit. They were like, this is a tree we grew from a seed that's 3,000 years old or something. It's very interesting.
That. Yeah, one thing that I liked is the gardens in general.
Mm.
Japanese gardens are just...
And in any season, they're nice, I think.
Out to this world. They don't have to be Sakura.
I can't say much for the Japanese tea ceremony we went to.
With the green stuff.
Yeah.
The green stuff. It's called matcha.
Matcha.
That was in Kyoto. Is it Golden Palace we went to?
Heather, you can laugh. It's okay.
I thought we're going to do a proper tea thing in here. Let's do a proper tea. So I took my shoes.
The ceremony was nice.
I took my shoes off.
Oh, my God. This story. This is so good. Heather, you don't know this story. It's going to be so good.
This is the Golden Palace in Kyoto, isn't it? Is that what you
the
call
Golden Kinkaku
tea? Yeah. So, we'll go do the tea ceremony. So I took my shoes off and put the clogs on that were outside and walked in, and they were the other. No, I should not have done that.
She put the shoes on of the geisha who was going to make their tea.
I thought, oh, these are indoor shoes. I better put these on. And she just,
Oh.
And then it was the proper green stuff, and it was awful, but I drank it because I just thought I better.
Okay, let me preface this with some
what?
Tea history.
Oh, what?
Here. So my partner, Hajime, he studies tea and makes tea regularly, and apparently there's two different types of tea you can have. One is the normal matcha, normal type tea you drink, which is like what the normal people drink. However, because they paid for a nice tea ceremony experience, they were given the expensive tea that the nobility used to have, and it's much thicker and slimier than normal tea.
Oh, yeah.
Hence, the experience you weren't expecting. So this is not my mom saying never try a tea ceremony. Just be careful which type of tea they're going to serve you.
The tea ceremony itself was lovely.
Yeah.
Really nice. So.
And if you do go to one by mistake, I suggest you drink it straight down while it's still warm, because leaving it till it's cold is really not a thing. It's better just get it down.
Get it down.
Yeah, matcha can be an acquired taste.
What is it exactly? Grassy, kind of.
It was frothy and slow.
What is it? Is it?
It's tea.
It's green tea. Is it powdered?
It's powdered,
like from the leaves. And is it the like the small branches as well, or just the pure leaf itself?
I think it's just the leaf.
Mm.
The branches?
Oh, like the stem part.
The little bit that's just on the leaf.
Like not the actual
Not the whole branch, the stem part.
I'm not sure if when you have an apple, it's got that bit of that little twig on, that bit.
Yeah, that bit.
That bit.
So as it gets later, the brain goes, "Woo!" You see it starting going down now.
It's getting late.
Like I think that they tear the leaves. It's dried tea, because it's like the dried and powdered
and different types of green tea. And certain temples have special green teas that are only served to certain places or people or imperial families. So what's your final question, Heather? Or did you ask one?
Not yet. And I'm going to come back to this. Maybe mildly surprising, but if you know me, it's not. What's the best cake you've had?
Cake?
Mm-hmm.
I find their cakes have got a lot of cream in.
Mm.
Yeah, there's not a lot of sponge. It's more cream than sponge, isn't it, cake?
And fruit.
Yeah, so I like the fruit tarts.
Oh, you're more for the tarts, not the cakes. Is tart an acceptable answer, Heather?
Absolutely. We had a lovely one. What did you have this morning?
It was like a Sunday banana.
Creme brulee. On top of that, there was flaked almonds. Then on top of that, there was ice cream. And then there was...
More chocolate ice cream.
And then there was a caramelized banana. It was awesome.
Where was this?
That place we went to for that pizza.
Ah.
We asked for a pizza. We didn't know what we were getting because it's one of them because it looks nice. And there was walnuts on it. It was very nice.
Yeah, walnuts with cheese.
Quite often we just point at pictures. We don't know what we're getting, but...
Try it.
We'll try it.
Oh, I like that adventure.
Why not? I'm not quite sure about cake.
You're more for tart.
Here, yeah, because I find their cakes got too much cream in.
Mm.
A lot of cream. And
yeah, I feel like whenever we get cream cake, you always leave...
Yeah,
a lot of the cream.
Yes, because it's just all cream and no sponge.
Well, what about you, Heather, though? For me, it would be strawberry, the strawberry cake.
I like the gâteau chocolate. I like those. Those are good.
What did I see this morning? Strawberry chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh.
Strawberry chocolate.
Covered strawberries.
Yes, they were.
In a shop.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah. That's strawberry. Strawberry chocolate.
Very late.
Covered strawberries.
So it was a strawberry flavored chocolate covering a strawberry.
Why?
That's just more strawberry.
I do look at a lot of things and go, why?
Mm.
Oh, and I love Japan for story. Just going off at a tangent. I know we're getting like storage solutions.
They're very good for storage in Japan because everything is smaller.
Oh, look, that will go into that little space you've got on such and such a shelf. They've got something for everything.
There is never a holiday where many things from Daiso are not bought and taken back to England as storage solutions.
Gosh. They've got something for everything, haven't they? Absolutely.
Have you looked at the storage at Muji?
Oh.
Well, where's that then?
I should have. Where is that?
Is that here?
It's a chain store.
Okay, it's not here then.
There is a Muji here.
Is it?
In the building you were in today.
Then maybe I've been in it, which is where the strawberry coloured, strawberry flavoured chocolate strawberries were in. I think I was in there.
Maybe you
said,
were.
Why are there random socks in this shop? You said.
Oh, yeah, Muji, yeah. It has a snack corner, then there's like a stationery and clothes and storage.
Yes, that's where the strawberries were.
That's where the strawberries were today.
No, I'm going to go look for those.
Story as well, and they're even better. Find things to put in little. But I suppose you have to, because your apartments are so small, you've got to. And storage solution, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I guess as the teacup is empty, that's our cue. We've almost been recording for an hour anyway, and it's getting hot. It's getting hot in here. But yeah, this was a different episode than usual. We've never done an interview before. But
it was a chit chat.
We did want to start doing interviews, so why not start with the mother and father of the Japan Archives, I guess.
Do you find my little snippets I share with you interesting? You use a couple of them.
Well, yeah, like every now and then. I found this because my mum sent it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I had that random episode, I was like, I found this article before my mum sent it to me. Like, I was so good. Yeah, because if it hasn't made it into an episode yet, I still normally talk to Heather about it before we start recording, like new ideas for later.
Oh, he sent me a messages before too. Like,
I forward the link to Heather as well. She has a read. So,
yeah,
you found as many a topic.
Yes, thank you.
The more I click on, the more I share, the more I get. Obviously, it's how Google works. Isn't it? Oh, you're interested in that. Oh, and you're sharing that.
But yeah, so next week we will do something historical.
Shut up.
I'm just gonna end that. Next week we'll do something. Okay, matane. No, I have to sign off properly. And my mom's going to laugh at us, Heather, because she finds our signs off delightful but funny. So thank you for tuning in, everyone, this week. This was a bit different to usual. It's everything from me. What about from our lovely guests? Is that everything from you?
It is, thank you.
Ta-ra.
Ta-ra. How about you, Heather?
I think I'm all right. I think...
Alright. Okay, everyone, we'll catch you in the next episode. Mata ne!
Minasan, kyotsukete, mata ne!
You're not gonna say it, Mom? You're not gonna say it?
I said ta-ra!
Oh, she said ta-ra. Bye, everyone!